from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Soldiers move in to end Martinique's banana farmers' protests, sparking off action from port workers. American Immigration says it's been a record period for illegal Caribbean immigrants, and Clive Lloyd talks about the fourth test. I'm Debbie Ransom, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In Martinique, the five-week-long blockade of the port at Fort de France has ended. On Tuesday night, security forces lifted the barricades set up by banana farm workers who've been locked in a pay dispute with banana planters. The end of the blockade, however, sparked off a fresh protest by local dock workers. Geraldine Coughlin has been following today's negotiations.
Talks took place today between the farm workers and the banana planters at the office of the prefect in Martinique. During the port blockade, negotiations between the two parties on wage increases for the workers came to a standstill on December 22nd. The prefect, Dominique Bellion, gave the order for the security forces to lift the barricades at the port. He justified the action by saying the leaseholder of the port, the Chamber of Commerce, must be allowed to ensure the free circulation of goods. Thousands of containers are stacked up at the port. They've been piling up there for over a month. But the resumption of activity at the docks in Fort de France is making slow progress. Now the dock workers are refusing to move any of the containers as long as the security forces stay posted at the dockside. This is Geraldine Coughlin for BBC Caribbean Report.